Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Living Life with Pastor Carolyn. This is your co-host, Pastor Valerie. Pastor Carolyn is here with us tonight. Come on, everybody, let's give God a hand of praise for her. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you
all.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good evening, everyone. We're so excited to be here tonight with our co-host, Pastor Valerie Burrell, and Empowerment Place Ministries. Amen. And we're just excited about the program tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Last week, we shared a little bit about the Empowerment Place and our upcoming gathering this Saturday at 9 o'clock a.m. The theme for this gathering is entitled, What is Empowerment? And this gathering will speak to empowerment from the marketplace to the pew to the pulpit. We will have someone who is an entrepreneur who understands his kingdom purpose and utilizes it in the marketplace. We also have a budding prophet who right now sits in the pews. Amen. But Nina Williams will also come and share with us regarding empowerment and what it means to her. And from the pulpit, we will have Elder Rosalind Christian, who will share with us her aspect of what empowerment means to her. But tonight, I'm grateful to have with me my daughter, my oldest daughter, Tiffany Webb Esquire, who's going to share with us her thoughts on empowerment and the impact that Empowerment Place has had in her life. And also with us this evening is Pastor Linda Brown, who is pastor along with her husband, Elder Johnny Brown of Agape Christian Ministries in Plainview, Virginia, who is a covenant partner with the Empowerment Place. So, ladies, thank you so much for taking time out this evening and joining us and sharing with our listening audience.
Thank you for having me.
Amen. Well, Tiffany, we'll hear from you first. Let's hear from you. Tell us a little bit about your experience with Empowerment Place, what it means to you, and what you're looking forward to coming up this weekend on Saturday with this gathering.
Well, as Pastor Valerie said, I am her oldest daughter. So Empowerment Place is something that I've known about for a while because this was my mom's first, first serious ministry that she created for the purpose of fulfilling what God has called her to do, that being to empower others. And so this is something that has been in the works for a while now in different stages. But most recently, you know, I've seen a change, and it's a positive one because my mom has gone forth, no stops whole, you know, doing whatever it is that God has called her to do, to bring people together, to spread the word. And so when I think of empowerment, especially now, for me, it's a combination of different things. It's almost a pep rally paired with a hospital, you know, paired with with your mama's bed, somewhere you can just go and lay and feel better. Because, you know, any time that you attend an empowerment service, you don't leave the way that you came. Even if you're set in your ways and, you know, say, I'm just going because I'm going to support, or I'm just going because I'm going to be nosy, or I'm just here because I don't have a choice, I don't know why I'm here. Just because of the people that are connected to this organization, you can't leave the way that you came. God always moves, and he moves, you know, in a mighty way. And whatever it is that you're seeking, even if you didn't know, you know, the word will be spoken to you, and you won't have a choice but to go forward and be different. Because, you know, when the word is brought in these gatherings, it's something that you just, you know, you can't deny, you can't question it, because you know that the word is for you, specifically for you. And so I think that's what I'm looking forward to on Saturday. The three people that are bringing the word, I'm familiar with everyone, two more so than one, but even Nina Williams, who my mom didn't say is my aunt, my mom's sister, you know, the fact that she has even agreed to be a part of this this service speaks volumes, because my aunt is one who, you know, who says a lot but not necessarily out loud. You know, she'll speak to you one-on-one if she's familiar with you. But that just goes to show how impactful the Empowerment Place is. You know, it calls people to come into their own, to step into their own. And so I'm just looking forward to the word being brought the way that it always is, and, you know, just for a refreshing and a renewal, so that I can go forward and, you know, be the person that I need to be, so that I can help my mom to empower others. So.
Amen. Woo-woo, that's good. Amen.
That's good. That's real good. Amen.
We've been together for, I don't even know how many years.
I don't remember, but
been
as,
a while.
as the attorney was talking there just now, I remember being there for the birth. You know, when you were carrying Empowerment Place Ministries,
amen.
I remember that. Yeah, and
amen.
So I remember being there for the birthing of it, and then for when you launched out into the deep, and I see it now as I often think about it as a place where people come when the bread is run out in other places, when they're in dry desert places, and when you come to the Empowerment Place, that's just what it does. It becomes water for the thirsty. It becomes bread for the hungry, and it helps them to move to the next place. So it's nourishment. I think Empowerment Place in our recent months God has just done a tremendous thing there, especially with our Bible study group. I just see the increase in our lives since we come together and connect. Mm-hmm. We're being of the same mind, speaking the same thing. So we know that Holy Spirit is in our midst.
Amen.
Yeah. And I'd like to say, Pastor Val, that just listening to Pastor Linda and to Ms. Webb, the Esquire person, amen, the lawyer, it's just a blessing to see how Empowerment Place has been impacting the lives of other people.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I went to the first retreat, it was a safe place. We, you know, pastors are pastors, but we also need a safe place.
Mm-hmm.
And I understood what Tiffany was saying, is the pep rally, the hospital, the mama's touch. That's what empowerment really is. It's the pep rally, hospital, mama's touch, because, you know, a lot of things take place in all three of those things. And so I think that she identified what the Empowerment Place is all about. It's the pep rally. We can push you through, but we also need to work on some areas that have maybe a crusty sore on it to get it cleaned up and pull you out of that so you won't get sick again. And then we have that mama's touch to look and say, you know, you did this, but you don't need to do this again, and you need to let God work on this, and da-da-da-da-da-da. Because we have so many, trying to think of a decent word, we have so many people who are portraying empowerment, portraying release, portraying healing, to find out when you walk away from that service and you sit by yourself, you found out that you're right where you were when you went. So what really took place? And it goes back to what we were talking about, Pastor Valerie, one time. We were talking about familiar spirits. Bishop kind of talked about that at dawn yesterday morning. We have such a visitation of familiar spirits now that you need the prophet there to actually discern what's in the midst, because they have become so educated. Yes, and cunning. I use the word educated, but cunning is the best word, because they have watched us so until they act like us. So if you don't have a keen prophetic discernment and prophetic eye, you could almost miss it. And so we don't want people to come and leave the same. And I thank God for you, because just watching you all
how you maneuver through stuff and how people come away different. Empowerment Place, and let me say this, Pastor Valerie and Elder Benny are members of Kingdom Ministries Global Church, but we entrust the people of ministry at Kingdom Ministries Global to the counseling and guidance of the Empowerment Place. And this is where some people find it sticky, especially when you take ownership of people. And we have to realize that the people really don't belong to us, and they belong to God. And there's an expertise that you have that I don't have, and there might be something that I have that you don't have. And instead of, like Bishop said, us coming together to work together for the common good of the body of Christ, we have become so cliquish and so religious and so dissickening. Is the only word I could just think of, because we think that we are untouchable. We can't be touched. We don't want people to touch our people, but somebody had touched us in order for us to be empowered. So if we don't have what's needed in this season or at that time, you have to be willing to. That's why mothers leave their babies at the babysitter. So you have to leave your spiritual children with a babysitter, a spiritual babysitter who can guide that person where you can't take them. And we have to realize we are not going everywhere. We can't do everything. I am not a micromanager, and I am not superwoman. And I just, the common truth is that we have to know when to say when.
Amen. Well, we also have on the line with us Evangelist Hope Brogdon, who's also been with the Empowerment Place for a minute. Evangelist Hope, how are you?
I'm fine.
Wonderful, wonderful. Tell the listening audience your thoughts on what Empowerment Place is to you and your experiences with this ministry.
Even add anything new to what Linda and them were saying. Everything's been hit upon that when I first came in, and until our last gathering, how like every time we come together, it gets intensified with knowledge that God has given. It's like coming from in the past, from people who would, quote, play church and ask what God really wants to not play. But just to know who we are.
You're fading out.
It's going to be the phone, probably.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sorry.
Amen.
You know, I wanted to say something, Pastor Val.
Yeah.
When I first remember hearing the name of your ministry, Empowerment Place, I hadn't heard it before. But now it seems like I hear a lot of
empowerment.
Gatherings. And I, you know, as Pastor Carolyn was saying, you know, a lot of people are perpetrating a fraud. And, you know, I'll just say it that way. She was looking for a word, and that's what came to mind is you go, but where is the empowerment? Where is the power being released in the lives of the people?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So,
amen.
But when I first heard empowerment, it was like, and then I started hearing empowerment gatherings and different conferences. So,
yeah.
And it blessed me because the gatherings have opened my eyes. I haven't been at but one retreat, but I've heard about the gatherings, and I plan to be there on Saturday. But gatherings are needed. It's not so much about having a conference or a retreat. It's about gathering where people can get free
mm-hmm.
and not feel intimidated to walk away with something instead of going and coming back empty. You know, people go and pay hundreds and thousands of dollars and come away and go like, what happened? Or I paid $700 in hotel registration, and I ate every day, and I flew, and I'm still in the same fix. When all it takes is you making up your mind that you're going to get in the car and drive over to 3630 Williamsburg Road on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to be at the Empowerment Place gathering to be empowered. And I will even put my name on it. I will say that you will walk away different if you
mm-hmm.
come with
mm-hmm.
a mind to be different.
Mm-hmm.
So many come, but, you know, it's a sad thing. Many people go to the doctor just to get the medication to never really take the medication when the medication is what's needed to make it better. And so if you're going to come to the doctor on Saturday, I advise you to take the medication.
Amen. I like
good,
that, Pastor Carlin. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
we
right.
Take it.
It's being prescribed.
Absolutely.
Take the medication.
Take the medication. Amen.
Yeah.
How many people have, sure we believe God for healing. Sure we believe him for deliverance. Sure we believe that he will turn things around. But you got to take the medication.
Amen.
And the medication
mm-hmm.
comes through the Word of God. And a whole
Amen.
Lot of it is because it doesn't taste good to us or it doesn't make us feel all warm and fuzzy.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know that. That wasn't for me. I believe in my heart, and I say this, and I don't blink an eye, I believe that every word preached has a purpose for me.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 Because
yeah.
I ought to
Amen.
Be able to find one word, if it is
one,
not but
one
word.
Hallelujah.
If it ain't but one word.
One
Amen.
Word.
Amen.
Even if it's just Jesus saves, and
Hello?
Even though we're saved, it does something to us to hear it
Hello?
Again. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And,
Hallelujah.
And, you know, and Pastor Linda, sometimes if we don't hear nothing but something that we don't want to do.
Come on now.
Or that we don't want to say. We might
Amen.
Not want to go there. It ought
mm-hmm.
to be something that will keep, that will empower you. If you walk away empty every time, my question is, what kind of oil are you carrying?
Come on.
Mm.
Ooh. Ooh.
Mm.
Because
mm-hmm.
either it's going to, something's got to happen. If you say that you have the power of God, what kind of oil that keeps you from receiving anything until
mm.
it's where you want to receive it at?
Mm-hmm.
Because some
mm-hmm.
of my best, some of the things that have empowered me and had, I was empowered when I came to the retreat in Plainview.
Amen.
I was empowered. I felt like a brand new person.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Just to be somewhere where I could be quiet. There was such a peace that I've never experienced for such a while until it caused me to refocus. And I became refocused, and I was empowered when I walked away just to say, I just need to do this for me.
Mm.
You know.
Well, we're looking forward to you coming back, Pastor.
I'm looking forward to
you
coming
back. You and Apostle.
Yeah. Oh, my God, my God. I'm going to climb up on the mountain again, get my little stool. And this
Amen.
Time we're going to have
Amen.
Sister Prophet Nina down there with us. Because
oh,
she
yeah,
has
yeah.
a word in her
yeah.
belly, amen,
mm-hmm.
for the nation.
Mm-hmm.
She has a word in her belly for Saturday morning. I'm telling you, just bring your own cloth and your own, you know, if you have to lay in the floor, I come
mm-hmm.
ready to lay down, okay?
Woo, glory,
I don't come with the intentions of sitting
mm-hmm.
up in the chair, but I come, you know, y'all might have to get me up, but I'm ready for God to do surgery on me. There are some things that we have suppressed and that we have pushed
mm-hmm.
back and have closed the doors and tried to lock it, and it's beating on the door, okay?
Mm.
And when
mm.
you go into the empowerment place to Ooh. Be empowered, you can
mm-hmm.
reach over and take that key and say, come on out.
Mm-hmm.
You know the little song that come out, whoever you are.
Come out, wherever you are.
Come on out. Come out. We're going to let you come out this time so you won't have
Amen.
To do this no more. And that's the problem. We don't want to come out.
You know, another thing, when I think about empowerment plays, it makes me think about purpose and assignments and getting us ready for that.
Yes.
Because there is a work that needs to be done in the earth.
Yes.
And God is, you know, he's looking for those that are willing, the vessels that are fit for the master's use.
Absolutely.
As you're saying, we got so much stuff inside of us because we as women especially are dealing with so many things and wearing so many hats. And we got so much on us, so much attached to us, that we can't even do the work that God has called us to do until we get empowered. Back to what the attorney was saying, that, you know, it becomes a hospital. It becomes a birthing room. It just covers the whole gamut.
Yeah. And you know, Pastor Linda, it's bad because many of us are in birthing position, but I don't know what is keeping the baby from crowning. I'm telling you.
Oh, God.
When it's getting ready to crown, we scream, and the baby, and the old people used to say, stop that screaming, because the baby's trying to crown. The baby is right there, and we just keep screaming. And they used to tell us that when you scream, the baby go back up. And I was going like, today I don't want my baby to crown no more.
I know what's happening.
To come out.
Amen. But we don't have the midwives to help deliver, because it's almost like, well, she got twins. I just had one, so I'm not even going to help her with it. But, you know, we need more midwives that were there to help us push, to help us, to empower us to deliver what God has put inside of us.
And Pastor Val, I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to say anything else. I'm going to try not to. But we have to stop trying to get at the front of the line that are leaders. We need to get at the back of the line. Because we always want to be up the front. We need to get at the back. And when you're at the back of the line, you really have to get you have to get dirty. We don't want to get dirty. We want to be cute and prim and proper. When we went away a couple of weeks ago, and we went to North Carolina, and the Lord gave me a message, and I was just like, why do I have to keep saying the stuff that you just keep laying this stuff on me? And I'm going like, can I do something else? I mean, what am I doing? And what I'm finding is that I see people looking at me cock-eyed, and I see people looking at me like,
Did she just say that?
Yeah. I'm going, okay. But the truth of the matter, anything that brings healing does not taste good, does not feel good, but it is good for you. And when correction comes, it doesn't feel good. When rebuke comes, it doesn't feel good. But in order to bring us in alignment, there must be a refocusing to empower us to never go back to where we were at the but to come forward. That's how you get to the front of the line, because you're at the back and somebody processes you to the front. You have to be willing to take all of the Father John's and the castor oil. Because when it cleans all of you out, then there's a place for God to come and abide and empower you.
Thank you, Lord.
So the strictness, the stern, the mother, the pastor, the prophetic, Pastor Valerie Burrell and Pastor Linda Brown and so many more, Nina, we have to understand, as I had to find out, that it doesn't fit good. It doesn't feel good. Because my brain tells my human man, I'm going against the grain of the human being, that people are going to look at me funny, that they're going to be cockeyed, they're going to be taking a deep breath and sucking on their teeth and taking deep breaths and watching their watches. But the thing is, I get past that, because for the good of their soul. The word that appears to be opening their doors and throwing their stuff in the middle of the street will really cause that baby to be birthed.
Mm.
Because sooner or later, that baby got to come out.
Mm.
Now, we determine if it's going to live or if it's going to be stillborn. And refusal to walk in alignment and be empowered will cause our babies to be stillborn.
Oh, my.
And we're finding that we got a whole lot of blue babies walking around.
Yes, say that again, though. Refusal.
Yes, refusal to get in alignment and obey causes blue babies. We're sucking blue babies
life
are blue
out of
because of there's a lack of oxygen. We are suffocating because we refuse to breathe in and breathe out what God is really empowering us with to really do. It doesn't smell good. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't taste good. As a matter of fact, we get mad when we hear it. But the point is, until that nurse walks in and said, you need to put your feet in the stirrups and let's push. When we start the real pushing, we forget the real pain because the only focus we have is getting the baby out. So the hurting is not really that important anymore. They tell you, say, I need for you to take deep breaths. Well, have you ever noticed when they say, start taking deep breaths, get ready right now, and then all of a sudden you take this deep breath and you just let out this big scream and boom, the baby's head is up. Once you get ahead, when your head really hears what God is saying, guess what? Let's get ready to take another deep breath. Come on, come on, breathe in, breathe out, breathe out. Boom, the baby's shoulder and chest comes out. If you don't have a heartbeat in this system, you can't make it. If your heart is not really beating for God, we will never, ever be empowered. Come on, we almost there. We need you to take a big deep breath, and we need you to really push. The baby's almost out. Boom, there's the feet. That's where your foundation, if you don't ever stand up in this stuff, because it's a messy mess. But we are empowered to stand up.
Amen.
That's
Hallelujah.
What feet are for.
Amen.
You need to put power to what God, and that's what the empowerment place, I believe, is all about. I want feet on what God has given me. I don't understand it. I cannot tell you how it works. I really don't care right now. All I know is I need for this baby to come out.
My God.
I don't need for my baby to be blue.
No, God.
Come on, Pastor Bear, I'm shutting up.
I had to sit over. I'm over here chuckling, Pastor, because I haven't talked to you about what the Lord was showing me concerning Saturday. But you articulated, you and Pastor Linda, have so nicely articulated what God had been speaking concerning what was going to take place on Saturday. So we're encouraging you that are in the area. If you got to drive a little bit, don't worry about it. It's going to be worth the drive because as we gather together on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock a.m. at Abundant Praise Christian Fellowship, 3630 Williamsburg Road in Richmond, Virginia, the intent is to have individuals share with you their thoughts concerning empowerment. But you have to know that this is really a setup because for everyone that's going to release the word, there's a birthing that's going to take place in them.
Hello?
And
Amen.
If you find
Amen.
Yourself in the place, if you feel so led to come and be a part of what God is going to do on Saturday morning, we will be there to help you. We will be the midwife that you need. We will be the cheerleader. We will be the prophet. We will be the preacher. We will be whatever you need to help you get to that place. Where you have been empowered, and once you've been empowered, you'll have the ability to empower someone else. Y'all, I thank you so
Amen.
Much. Y'all have blessed me tonight.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for having us.
Thank you,
Pastor
Linda.
Thank you, Tiffany. Thank you, Evangelist Hope. Thank you all. Thank you, listeners, for calling in again. This is going to take place on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock a.m. 3630 Williamsburg Road in Richmond, Virginia. Until next week, we love each of you. God bless. Have
God bless.
A wonderful evening, and let's live life. Let's live life God's way. God bless you all.
Amen. Good night.
Amen.